It's time to hear from the Green Party with co-leader James Shaw.
Well, today we're actually hearing from co-leader Marama Davidson. But over the weekend, Housing Minister Phil Twyford announced the government's new standards for all rental homes in New Zealand. The minimum standards cover heating, insulation, ventilation, moisture and drainage to provide New Zealanders with healthy homes. Today I spoke to Green Party co-leader Marama Davidson about the standards and whether they are enough. I also wrapped up the interview by asking Marama what she thought of the National Party's new environment policy. I began by asking Marama to briefly describe what the minimum standards are.
So, homes will need to be able to be heated and be provided with a heating facility that efficiently heats the house up, the living room up at least, to 18 degrees. There will need to be insulation to 180 millimetres. That's a 2008 standard rather than currently, which is going back to 1978 standards. So thicker insulation. There will need to be ventilation. At least windows that can be open in all rooms, but bathrooms and kitchens will need some sort of fan to make sure that there's not moisture build up. Drafts and gaps and windows, walls, gaps in all of those places will need to be addressed. And there will need to be moisture stoppage, which contributes to mould. Making sure that plumbing is up to scratch. That's basically an overview of the minimum that we need to ensure that homes are healthy.
So how will these standards be implemented and regulated once they are in place? Who will be checking that landlords are maintaining these standards?
And this is the work that the Minister is still doing. It will be law. There will have to be, every rental home will have to comply with these standards by 2021. By 2024, all rental homes must comply with healthy home standards. So that's a clear signal about the quality of rental homes that we want to see here in New Zealand. And there will be a far better understanding. The Minister is working still on the details of enforcement. The Green Party, we're very clear and have said for a long, long time that we would prefer an actual warrant of fitness so that no homes are to be rented without a warrant of fitness. And that's a sort of a clear enforcement step for us that I've been calling for quite some time.
And is there any chance that would happen or be implemented eventually, or is that, so how is a warrant of fitness different to law-based standards?
Yeah, I think warrant of fitness does not rely on the tenant to have to call out the landlord, basically. So a warrant of fitness would be something that is required before a home is even rented out. And it would make sure, similar to how a warrant for a car operates, it's unlawful to be providing rental homes. So that's something that I'll keep working with the Minister on to make sure that we have got strong enforcement that doesn't just rely on tenants, because we know actually that tenants are fearful of raising their voice about any issues with their home. So I'm wanting to see something that doesn't just rely on tenants, that makes sure that it is enforced and monitored. And that's something that I'll keep hopefully working with the Minister on.
Just going back to that tenants may be fearful of speaking up to their landlord and asking for these changes to be made. Don't you think that even, with having minimum standards, that's still going to be something that exists? Is it that people will, because we're relying on tenants to come forward and complain about these issues, but what is the, if they go and tell their landlord and their landlord doesn't do anything, then do they go and speak to, is it they go to tenancy services? Is that the idea of what they go to next, and then it sort of becomes a tribunal sort of thing?
So these minimum standards that the Minister announced yesterday, that I have supported and worked with him on, are far stronger than anything that we've had. They will actually make sure, they are actually saying that this is the standard that we must not fall below. So that's a big step from what absolutely relied on tenants previously to actually raise their hand. This minimum standard is saying that it's going to be in law and that rental homes will have to comply with their standards. That's a massive step and does remove the onus from tenants somewhat. Because some tenants move out, the next lot move in, and that changeover, that house will have to get up to scratch before the new tenants move in. So we know that will remove a lot of the onus from tenants. I simply want to make sure that this is enforced and monitored properly. And those are the details that I'll continue advocating for.
I suppose just sort of talking maybe specifically about heating, I feel like many people may think it's crazy that it isn't already a standard that you should have some form of heating source in your home. It feels like it's sort of a basic right to be able to be warm in your own home. And obviously I know that the standard says that you're heating your living room to 18 degrees. Is there any chance that these standards will develop and get better over time, or will they just be the minimum standard and sort of we're expecting anything above it to be good?
Yeah, it's a good question. So the details below these standards are still in development. I think this is where we can expect a bit more of that work to happen. But having something that says that there must be a fixed, efficient, affordable heating device that is able to heat your living room up to 18 degrees, you're absolutely right. That is a that is a basic right, and it's the least that we should expect for homes to stop making people sick. I recall going to the doctor with my own children in the rental home that I had when I became an MP, was actually making my children sick, and the doctor just looked me straight in the eyes and said, "I don't think your house is warm enough." So you're absolutely right. The fact that the previous government and successive governments before have allowed rental properties to be this crappy is completely neglectful, and so we're putting a line in the sand and saying we will no longer accept that our houses are this cold. And you know, it has caused a lot of illness and oftentimes death, sadly, as well, every year in the winter. So that's going to change. I think we'll always be looking for reviewing and how we can improve on these standards as well.
There has been talk or concern that with these standards, rent may increase. Will there be any rental controls to prevent landlords from raising rent when these standards become law?
So the Green Party has always advocated for rent transparency. And so, for example, at the very least, something where the tenant knows when and by how much, a percentage, their rent is going to increase by before they sign the agreement, so that those rent increases aren't just arbitrary. And that's something that I will keep advocating for and pushing for. Again, though, rents are raised or lowered by the market and not simply by standards coming in. I would encourage people, tenants, to use the tenancy tribunal if they think that rents are being raised for no good reason. However, I acknowledge that we may need to look, and this is something that the Greens have had in policy for quite some time, we may also need to look at how we manage those rent increases.
Now, I know just before you talked about warrant fitnesses and compared to these minimum standards, so do you feel that these standards themselves are enough, or should more be done?
Oh gosh, these standards are a huge step change in how we have been managing rental and home properties forever. And it's because 40,000 admissions to children's hospital every year and 1,600 deaths, primarily from elderly people, happen every year from unhealthy homes. So these standards are going to make a massive difference to that harm and that hurt that is happening. as old home stock becomes obsolete and we build more and more new homes, I think things like making sure that we can access underfloor ventilation, put in underfloor ventilation, is going to be something that we'll keep an eye out for as we build in the future as well. I think, I mean, overall, there's healthy homes, and for economic, social, climate justice, there's also designing efficient, fuel-efficient, energy-efficient homes as well. And I think that's where I'd like to see the country moving to, and that's the push that the Greens have had for a long time as well.
So just finally, the National Party has recently announced their new environment policy. What was your response to this?
I mean, any organisation that wants to do serious work in addressing the systemic pollution that we've allowed to happen, I'll be really open to. The National Party's reputation and record does not give me a whole lot of faith if they are still, you know, right now at this very time, they're still waving the flag for continuing oil and fossil fuel exploration. We cannot do that. Anyone who is serious about addressing environmental and climate concerns knows that we cannot even burn the fossil energy, fossil fuel, that we have already found. We cannot look for it anymore. So if they are serious about addressing the systemic agricultural and climate pollution and greenhouse gas pollution by interrupting the polluters and regulating polluters, then, you know, I will work with anybody who is serious about that. I haven't seen that yet, and their reputation hasn't held them in good stead at all. So I look forward to seeing what more they actually come up with.
That was James Shaw for the Green Party. The Wire.